Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Troy Dooley, the host of the Beachside CEO. And I tell you, you know, I was just reading an email. It came in from Doug Fireball, kind of the facilitator over at the Home Business Radio Network. And this thing is just growing like crazy. We got new shows coming on. The listenership is just blowing it out and going through the roof. And I got to tell you, it's you guys that are doing this. I mean, all the shows are just rocking the house right now. And it's because people are hungry. They're wanting to start a home-based business. They want good coaching, training, and you'll get it over there, along with some rockin' music. So, hey, we're in Ken Dunn's book, Being the Change, Inspired to Win in Network Marketing. And I just love this chapter. This is chapter 11. I think we have, we only got two more chapters to do. We'll finish it up this week. I'll figure out something, excuse me, new next week. But this really rocks. Because it's called serving others. Mother Teresa said this: in this life, we cannot do great things. We can only do small things with great love. And I just love that. Because at the end of the day, that really is what it's about. It's about doing small things, individually doing little things that make a big difference in people's lives, that can change them. And sometimes we don't realize that those little bitty small things that we do can have such a giant impact in their lives. It's funny because Ken starts off with a story. He says, Robert McCauley is the founder of AmeriCares, a relief organization that distributes critical medicines and medical supplies to the world's poor in time of disaster. He's often been in the position of raising money for the organization himself, and he credits Mother Teresa with teaching him how to be a beggar. I learned from the best, he said in a guidepost article, Mother T and Me. He said he and Mother had visited several orphanages in Guatemala and were flying to Mexico. This was where his lesson on begging took place. I just love this. This is good. He says, when the flight attendant brought the food, this was back in the day when you actually got a meal on the flight, Mother Teresa spoke up. She asked the stewardess how much the meal would cost in U.S. dollars. About a dollar came the answer when Mother Teresa asked if she could have a dollar for the poor if she gave her meal back. The startled flight attendant went to consult with the pilot, returning a few minutes later with the news. Yes, Mother, she said, you have the money for the poor. You may have the money for the poor. Mother Teresa handed over the tray. Bob McNeely felt compelled to hand over his tray as well, as there was no way he could eat in front of her. But suddenly, people across the aisle began handing their trays too. Finally, the flight attendant said over a giant speaker, for anyone who gives up their meal, the airline will donate a dollar to the poor. In the end, the entire 129 passengers gave up their meal, including the crew. But Mother Teresa wasn't finished. She then asked if the airline would give her all the meals. She knew that they couldn't reuse them, and she wanted to give them to the poor. This request was graciously granted, but then what? How do you transport the meals? Mother Teresa had one more request. Could the airline allow her to use one of their trucks? And amazingly, this too was granted, and off she went to a poor section in Mexico City, swarmed by hungry children who gathered around the truck, eager for the meals that she began to hand out. On the way back to the airport, Mother Teresa explained to Bob McCauley, it's easy to ask when you're doing it for the poor. Isn't that so freaking true? See, philanthropy starts with wanting to do something for others. I remember when Dalton started his first nonprofit, it was to help others. Now we just go out and we help others. We don't care about nonprofit or not. I know when my friend BK Brieco, him and Dr. Wong created the next vitamin formula for children, and he said, I want to follow Blake's role over at Tom's Shoes, and for every bottle that we sell, I want to give a bottle away to kids. See, that's where it starts. Starts in the heart. Starts at really caring. And I love this. since Bill Gates happened to be one of Ken's mentors. He says, Mr. Gates' charitable foundations have given tens of billions of dollars to a whole host of good causes. Wouldn't you like to be a philanthropist? Haven't we all thought at one time or another about giving? You know, one of the things that Mother Teresa says is it's easy to ask when you're giving to the poor. I think sometimes in America especially, maybe it's not like this in all of the countries that listen to us, but in America it's this way. We see so many people on TV and in churches that are dressed in $1,000 suits. They got alligator shoes snapping up at their heels. And they're saying, give us some more money. Give us some more money. Come on and give us money and you'll be blessed. And after a while, people find out the cold hard truth. And they don't want to give. But yet in their heart, they still have this dying passion to serve others. Ken says, the more I've studied inspirational leaders, the more I realize that service to others is ingrained in our soul. And I agree with him 100%. It's funny because Franco Cavallari, who happens to be Ken's chief financial or chief science officer, he's this way. Deep in his heart, all he wants to do is give. Give, give, give. He sits down with me every time I meet with him, and we talk about his family, his beautiful wife, and then he starts asking me questions about my health and about my family and what I'm doing to make sure that my family have the healthiest life they can have. And he shares with me his passion, and it gets me excited because I realize he's just doing this because he wants to. I know a little story about him because when he came on board, you know, he has these patents, he has this process, and one of the products that Ocean Avenue was going to put together when they were contracting with him, the price would be so high that it couldn't be sold through the distributorship, and Franco said, look, I'll waive any of my royalties. I just got to get this to people. I want to change their life. See, if you want to be a great philanthropist like Bill Gates or even like Franco Cavallari, then you have to respect others more than you respect yourself. You've got to want to do more for others than you would do for yourself. This is big. See, if you wake up every day thinking, who can I make feel good about themselves today, people will automatically become philanthropists. I sometimes have been called very callous at things. I put a video up this week. I had a gentleman that shot a video of me, was telling people some things that were just totally false, and was letting everybody know I was going to go to federal prison and that I would be arrested pretty quick. Interesting kid, to say the least. I got to give him credit for ingenuity. And it wasn't getting much traction, about 279 views, you know, and compare that to about 50,000 that I get sometimes. You know, you look at that and you say, well, Troy, that wasn't much, but it wasn't. But I wanted to make sure the truth is always out there, so I shot a video. And I shot a video of what he had said, how he'd said it, why he'd said it. And I had a person write to me and say, well, Troy, you say live by the golden rule, treat others the way you would want to be treated. I said, that is so true. He goes, is this really serving the purpose? I said, yes, it is. Because if I was asinine enough to shoot a video that way, I would expect somebody to call me on the carpet and hold me accountable. Accountability is a tough road to hoe, but it's something that we all must do. And I believe that I've served some others by warning them to be cautious in some areas. See, sometimes philanthropy isn't about money. It's about service to others. It's about willing to put your butt on the line, to put your reputation on the line. See, service begins in the heart. If you truly are passionate about serving others, and that's the actual end game, not the money, then the money will come. But if the end game is the money and it's not the service, then you will fail. This all has to do with what we talked about yesterday with Ken on the gravitational pull. Ken writes, I realized that by focusing on gravitational pull, I was simultaneously serving others. I was doing what great leaders do. See, Ken realized if I can make people happy, if I can make them smile, if I can help them talk about themselves and get passionate again and get their dreams back, then I've done it right. And he's absolutely correct. See, if you can get people happy, then you truly are serving them. I mean, think about this. Go up to a person and practice what we've been talking about in Ken's book. Watch how you bring them to a new space, how you change their total state of mind, how all of a sudden they're smiling and they're getting excited again. You telling me that's not good? We are so much surrounded by dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies. Be able to see excitement and passion come into the eyes of an individual. That will just shoot you. It will get you so excited. Ken writes this. The greatest form of service to others is simple, everyday courtesy. You don't have to be courageous. You don't even have to be courteous if you didn't want to. You can be a nasty person. But see, when you're courteous, you want to know what happens? It becomes a choice that you made. And when you make that choice, when you've used your free will to be courteous to others, the sky's the limit. It will open doors like you've never, ever dreamed of. If you hear somebody sneeze, say, bless you. If you see somebody needing help with the door, open the door. Boys, I challenge you to open the door for your girlfriends or your wife more often. These little random acts of kindness can change your world and the world around you. Ken shares a story here I thought was pretty good. He said, on a recent business trip, the plane was grounded because of mechanical difficulties, and there were three people working as part of the ground crew for the national airline that I was flying. He said, over the course of 9 hours, they were bombarded by the 200 people who were constantly being aggressive with them, blaming them for everything that was going on. He goes, I could feel the intensity of the angry mom who wasn't getting home in time for her children's birthday or child's birthday party and who chose to take it out on the airline employee behind the counter, or the 23-year-old who was just coming back from Cancun, Mexico, still tired from a week of partying and expressing her frustration, or the profound man from the Midwest who couldn't think of anything more productive than to swear at the lady behind the counter. Oh, man, don't you hate that when that happens? I mean, it just sucks to no freaking end. I mean, those are what kills you right there. It's what rips you apart. Well, here's one. How about just the people that they're not even from America, and their poor things are frustrated trying to get on a plane and they don't know, and they're braying the people behind the counter. By the end of the day, these women behind the counter were literally beaten down. It wasn't their fault that the plane broke down. And quite frankly, I'm happy that the pilot made the decision to keep us on the ground and potentially save our lives, but others didn't see it that way. I could see that these three women were shattered by the end of the long day. Then around 9 p.m., I came up with an idea. I ran through the airport as the stores were closing until I found what I was looking for. I purchased a little package, ran back to the ladies behind the counter, but they were gone. Ken had to chase them down. He said, I searched the hallways until I found the women dragging themselves to the crew room. I didn't know their names. I pulled from behind my back three bouquets of beautiful summer flowers. I gave one to each of the women and said, ladies, I'm sorry for what you've gone through today. I truly want to thank you for everything you've done. I don't know your names and you don't know mine, but I want you to know that there are people out there that are grateful for all you're doing. It's these little acts of kindness have nothing to do with network marketing, but I guarantee it made those people's day and it made Ken's day. See, it's the little things that we do each and every day that can make such a gigantic difference in life. When we have those types of things happening to us, the sky is the limit on where we can go, what we can do, how we can see it. So I get so passionate about things like that. Because I know that when we're focused, when we're doing things for others, when we're a part of a driving force to change people's lives, and we're willing to really look at others to see what's going on, you know what happens? It's through that service that we start to realize, you know what? We can't have a bad day. See, this is self-serving to a certain degree. Okay? This is the cool part. I mean, it's awesome. And I love it. Because when we realize, that part of serving others helps to serve us too. When serving others allows us to keep our face up. See, this is what people don't realize sometimes. When you're serving others, you're happy. You're not looking at your inward frustrations. Ken writes this. He said, the people in your business will become your best friends. They'll become your allies. These are people that you want to spend the rest of your life with, so make sure they know how valuable they are to you. He's saying, don't be afraid to compliment people. Don't be afraid to serve your team. This concept, Fred Ninno and I were talking about this not too long ago. He said, Troy, I used to think in traditional business that I couldn't get close to my people. I might have to fire them someday. I don't want to be close to them. I thought, wow. He said, in network marketing, I've become close to a lot of people. I thought, man, now how cool is that one? Because, see, that's what it's truly about right there. It's about getting close to those people. Ken says, do things every day to increase your own life, to increase the betterment of other people, and I guarantee you'll have a strong, successful business for life. And I agree with that. The more people that you serve, the more money that you'll make. But you've got to put other people first because you like people, because you want to put them there. Ken says, you absolutely have to like people to be in our profession. You have to be willing to do things for others before you do them for yourself. One of the things that I like to do is obviously serving others. One of the things that I do, and I do this for a lot of my clients, but Ocean Avenue is one of my clients, and their top leaders that they're starting to pull in have requested, said, Troy, would you do three-way calls with us and share with people why you really, really like a startup company like Ocean Avenue, what you've seen behind the scenes that you can share? I said, you bet I will. I'd be more than happy to do that. Because I get excited. I do that with Vima and BK Braco all the time, too. His leaders will call and say, hey, will you do three-way calls? Because I get passionate about what I've seen these guys and what they do behind the scenes, not just out in public. See, this isn't about one company being better than the other. It's about people being good and people serving their community. You want to be successful, but to be successful, you've got to help other people be successful. Ken writes, if you want to build a big business and you want to do it right, you have to love people. Man, I've been preaching this for years. This is nothing new. I mean, crying out loud, you can't hate people if you're trying to build a business that's in the people business. If you made if every day, if all you did was get up and say, what I'm going to do is I'm going to serve people. I'm going to figure out how I can serve my community, how I can serve my network marketing family, how I can serve my personal family, how I can just make a difference in somebody's life. You would do an amazing job. Your business would grow. Ken and his family volunteer a few hours a week in their community, searching and helping. One of the things that I do is because I get paid to consult and to train, I take that and I look at how much that I make and I give back a specific amount of hours each and every month to network marketing, not charging people who need help, who need friendship that's out there. Because that's what I believe this business is about. It's what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be helping people. And when we don't do that, then really we're being harmful to others. And nobody wants to do that. We all want to serve other people. We want to help them grow, to help them cover, to help them reach their dreams and goals. How passionate is that when we do that? How exciting is it whenever we're able to push people up and help them in ways that other people might not have ever helped them out? God, I mean, that's pretty freaking cool when you think about it. It's just a rocking deal. And that's what I love about helping in network marketing, about serving, about building organizations. Because at the end of the day, it's what makes the biggest difference. Man, I love that. Hey, we got a little bit done early today. But here's the cool part, you know, is tomorrow. Now, this is really cool because, you know, we talked about gravitational pull. Then we talked about serving others. And tomorrow we're going to talk about living the now. See, that's, think about that. Living in the now. Knowing where to take it, how to take it, and when to take it to the top. This is going to be so cool. You're going to love it tomorrow. Hey, this is Troy Dooley, the host of the Beachside CEO. Heard around the world on the Home Business Radio Network. We are the voice of positive powered radio. Live life like it's an epic adventure. Stay dangerous and stay strong. And if you're in network marketing, act like it.